Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldhar, and today Maseches Gittin Daf Mem off the fourth parak Hashaleach. The Zichu Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zeicher Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three dafs we're going to focus on: number one, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught Eved Sha'asal Rabu Apotiki Lacherim, a slave whose master designated him as payment to another in case he would be unable to pay, v'shichuro, and he freed him. By rights, the slave has no obligations, but for Tikkun Olam, the master is forced to free him, and the slave pays his value to the master. Rav Shimon Gamliel says the one who freed him pays his value, not the slave. Two pshatim are given. Rav explains that the first master freed him, which is effective and releases the lien from the slave. The slave should owe nothing, but since the creditor may publicly accuse him of being his slave, the rabbis force the second master to write a get shichur, and the slave compensates him. Rav Shimon Gamliel says it's the first master who freed him who must pay the credit of the slave's value, and the Gemara explains they argue b'mazik shibudu shel chavero, about one who damages his friend's lien, such as the first master who released the slave from the lien, if he's obligated to pay damages. Ula says the second master freed him, which fundamentally is ineffective, and the slave is not a full Jew, but because Yatza Rav Shem ben Chorin, he became known as a free man. The first master is forced to free him, and the Tanaim dispute if it's the slave or creditor who must compensate him. Point number two, the next Mishnah states regarding a slave that belonged to two brothers or two partners, where one of them freed the slave from his share, Misha Chetzio Eved Vechetzio Ben Chorin, one who's half slave and half free man, Beis Hillel say, Oved is Rabu Yom Echad Vetz Asmo Yom Echad. He works one day for his master and one day for himself. Beis Shammai object, Dikantem is Rabu Vetz Asmo Dikantem. You've resolved his master's problem, but you've not resolved his own problem of being unable to marry, since he's forbidden both to a slave woman and a free woman. He cannot abstain, for the Pasuk says, L'to baro l'shevis yasara. He did not create the world to be desolate. He formed it to be inhabited. Rather, we force the master to free him fully, and the slave pays for a second half. Beis Hillel ultimately retracted to rule like Beis Shammai. And point number three, it was taught in a brisa, Meshachar Chetzi Abda, one who frees half his slave. Rebbe says he acquires his freed half and becomes a half slave. But the Chachamim say it's ineffective and he remains a full slave. Rebbe says that all agree that a slave can be partially freed through money based on a drasha. Their dispute concerns partial freeing through a get shichur, whether this method of emancipation is compared to the method of money or is compared to the get of a woman, which cannot operate partially. Rabbi Yosef says the Malchukas is regarding partial freeing through money. Rabbi holds Vahafte lo niftasa, and redeemed, she was not redeemed, implies Puduya ve'ena Puduya, she's redeemed but not fully redeemed. But the Chachamim say, Dibur Torah Kalashim b'nei Adam, the Torah spoke in the language commonly used by men. Based on a brisa, Rabbi Yosef ultimately explains that the Tanaim disagree about partial emancipation, both regarding money and regarding a get shichur. He's challenged from our Mishnah, which discusses the status of a half-slave, which in his opinion can only occur according to Rebbe. Ravina answers that the Mishnah refers to a slave owned by partners, where one freed his entire share. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught, Eved Sha'asal Rabo Apotiki Lacherim, a slave whose master designated him as payment to another in case he would be unable to pay, v'shichuro, and he freed him. By rights, the slave has no obligations, but for Tikkun Olam, the master is forced to free him, and the slave pays his value to the master. Rav Shimon Gamliel says the one who freed him pays his value, not the slave. Two pshatim are given. Rav explains that the first master freed him, which is effective, and releases the lien from the slave. The slave should owe nothing, but since the creditor may publicly accuse him of being his slave, the rabbis force the second master to write a get shichur, and the slave compensates him. Rav Shimon Gamliel says it's the first master who freed him who must pay the credit of the slave's value, and the Gemara explains they argue b'mazik shibudu shel chavero, about one who damages his friend's lien, such as the first master who released the slave from the lien, if he's obligated to pay damages. Ula says the second master freed him, which fundamentally is ineffective, and the slave is not a full Jew, but because Yatza Rav Shem ben Chorin, he became known as a free man. The first master is forced to free him, and the Tanaim dispute if it's the slave or creditor who must compensate him. Point number two, the next Mishnah states regarding a slave that belonged to two brothers or two partners, where one of them freed the slave from his share, Misha Chetzio Eved Vechetzio Ben Chorin, one who's half slave and half free man, Beis Hillel say, Oved is Rabu Yom Echad Vetz Asmo Yom Echad. He works one day for his master and one day for himself. Beis Shammai object, Dikantem is Rabu Vetz Asmo Dikantem. You've resolved his master's problem, but you've not resolved his own problem of being unable to marry, since he's forbidden both to a slave woman and a free woman. He cannot abstain, for the Pasuk says, L'to baro l'shevis yasara. He did not create the world to be desolate. He formed it to be inhabited. Rather, we force the master to free him fully, and the slave pays for a second half. Beis Hillel ultimately retracted to rule like Beis Shammai. And point number three, it was taught in a brisa, Meshachar Chetzi Avda, one who frees half his slave. Rebbe says he acquires his freed half and becomes a half slave. But the Chachamim say it's ineffective and he remains a full slave. Rebbe says that all agree that a slave can be partially freed through money, based on a drasha. Their dispute concerns partial freeing through a get shichur, whether this method of emancipation is compared to the method of money, or is compared to the get of a woman, which cannot operate partially. Rabbi Yosef says the Malchus is regarding partial freeing through money. Rabbi holds v'hafte lo niftasa, and redeemed, she was not redeemed, implies puduya ve'ena puduya, she's redeemed but not fully redeemed. But the Chachamim say, dibur Torah kolashim b'nei Adam, the Torah spoke in the language commonly used by men. Based on a brisa, Rabbi Yosef ultimately explains that the Tanaim disagree about partial emancipation both regarding money and regarding a get shichur. He's challenged from our Mishnah, which discusses the status of a half-slave, which in his opinion can only occur according to Rebbe. Ravina answers that the Mishnah refers to a slave owned by partners, where one freed his entire share. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Mem Aleph, and our standard Siman is a grandma. So here goes. The grandma with the green hair who designated one of her slaves as an apotiki on a loan to buy some knitting needles and then freed him, rebuked her two grandsons, where one had freed his half of a slave, and told them that the poor slave won't be able to marry a shivcha or a nice Jewish girl, and that her knitting partner said even one person freeing half his slave via money or get shichur is questionable. Once again, it's a motion. The grandma, that must be Moran Duff, Mem Aleph. The grandma with the green hair who designated one of her slaves as an apotiki on a loan to buy some knitting needles and then freed him, which reminds us, the mission of the previous Duff taught that an Eved whose master designated him as an apotiki as payment to another in case he would be unable to pay, and he freed him, by rights the slave has no obligations, but for Tikkun Olam the master is forced to free him, and the slave pays his value to the master. Rav Shimon Gamliel says the one who freed him pays his value, not the slave. Two different shatim for the Malchokas are given. So the grandma with the green hair who designated one of her slaves as an apotiki on a loan to buy some knitting needles and then freed him, rebuked her two grandsons where one had freed his half of a slave, and told them that the poor slave won't be able to marry a shivcha or a nice Jewish girl. Which reminds us, the next mission states, Misha chetzio eved v'chetzio ben chorin, one who is half slave and half free man. Basil say, Ovid is rabo yom echad ve'ez atzmo yom echad. He works one day for his master and one day for himself. Beishamay object, dikantim is rabo ve'ez Atzma litikantim. You have resolved his master's problem, but you have not resolved his own problem of being unable to marry, since he's forbidden to both a slave woman and a free woman. Basil ultimately retracted and ruled like Beis Shammai. So the grandma with the green hair who designated one of her slaves as an apotiki on a loan to buy some knitting needles and then freed him, rebuked her two grandsons where one had freed his half of a slave, and told them that the poor slave won't be able to marry a shivcha or a nice Jewish girl, and that her knitting partner said even one person freeing half his slave via money or get shichur is questionable. Which reminds us, it was taught in the brisa, if one frees half his eved, Rebbe says he acquires his freed half and becomes a half slave. But the Chachamim say it's ineffective and he remains a full slave. Rebbe says that they all agree that a slave can be partially freed through money based on a drasha. Their dispute concerns partial freeing through a get shichur, where this method of emancipation is compared to the other method of money, or is compared to a get of a woman which cannot operate partially. Rabbi Yosef explains that the Tanaim disagree about partial emancipation both regarding money and regarding a get shichur. So once again, the grandma with the green hair, who designated one of her slaves as an apotiki on a loan to buy some knitting needles and then freed him, rebuked her two grandsons where one had freed his half of a slave, and then told them that the poor slave won't be able to marry a shivcha or a nice Jewish girl, and that her knitting partner said even one person freeing half his slave via money or a get shichur is questionable. All right, so now it's time for four blah back hazara. Daf Lamed Zayin. So the Siman Daf Lamed Zayin is laser tag. So here goes. The Baal Chov shooting his green laser tag gun at borrowers with loan documents not canceled by Shemitah, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses two types of loans that are not canceled by Shemitah. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish hold that a loan in a shtar sheyesh bo achrayas is not canceled by Shemitah because the payment is considered already in possession of the lender. And a malves chaver malves al mashkam, one who lends his friend money on collateral, does not relinquish the loan in Shemitah. Rav explains that a lender acquires a movable collateral considering the payment in his possession. So the Baal Chov shooting his green laser tag gun at borrowers with loan documents not canceled by Shemitah was happy to put down his gun and say, I'm relinquishing the debt, to a borrower who approached him to repay, who then responded, Even so, I wish to pay, which reminds us. A different mission in Shvi states regarding a borrower repaying a debt canceled by Shemitah, Sarak Shiyomar Mishamadani, the creditor must say to him, I'm relinquishing the debt. And if the debtor said, even so, I wish to pay, he may accept the money from him, as it says, Vezed Dvar HaShemitah. And this is the matter of relinquishment. Dvar is darshaned as speaking, dibor, teaching that the creditor must verbalize a relinquishment before accepting payment. So the Baal Chov shooting his green laser tag gun at borrowers with loan documents, not canceled by Shemitah, was happy to put down his gun and say, I'm relinquishing the debt to a borrower who approached him to repay, who then responded, even so, I wish to pay, and then gave a laser tag vest and gun to a captive slave who had been ransomed to be a free man and told him, enjoy these. You're a free man, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Eved Shenishba Ufadu, a slave who was taken captive and other Jews ransomed him. Imushum Eved Yishtabit, if they ransom him to be a slave, he's enslaved. Imushum Ben Chorin Lo Yishtabit, if they ransom him to be a free man, he's not enslaved. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that in either case he returns to enslavement. Two different pshatim are given for this Mishnah. Daf Lamed Ches. So the Simmer Daf Lamed Ches is a double lach, a liquid, and we use chicken soup. So here goes. The Jew who is acquired by an idolater to make his delicious chicken soup. Chicken soup? That must be more in daf. Lamed Ches, a davar lach. The Jew who is acquired by an idolater to make his delicious chicken soup and work next to idolaters who were acquired as well, which reminds us, although idolaters cannot acquire each other's bodies as ordinary property, they can acquire their labor based on a kal vachomer. An idolater can even acquire a Jew for his labor, as taught in Kedushin Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, so certainly he can acquire another idolater. So the Jew who is acquired by an idolater to make his delicious chicken soup and work next to idolaters who are acquired as well, was shocked when he saw the promiscuous a slave woman belonging to a Jew next door who also made chicken soup was freed, which reminds us. The Gemara relates that there was a slave woman in Pupendisa with whom men were sinning. Abaya said, if not for Rabbi Yehuda saying in the name of Shmuel, Kol Meshachre Avdo Over Ba'ase, anyone who frees a slave transgresses a positive commandment of Olam Behem Tovodu, you shall work them forever, I would force her master to free her so she could marry a Jew who would guard her. Ravina said that Rabbi Yehuda would agree to free her in this case, Mishum Milsa the Isur, because of the matter of prohibitions transgressed. So the Jew who was acquired by an adult to make his delicious chicken soup and work next to idolaters were acquired as well, was shocked when he saw the promiscuous slave woman belonging to a Jew next door who also made chicken soup was freed simply by her master being Makdisha, which reminds us, Rabba said in Rav's name, Hamakdish Avdo Yatzal Acheros, someone is Makdish his slave, the slave goes free. He explains, Gufi Lokadish, his body cannot be sanctified since he's neither fit for a sacrifice nor his building materials, with the Melo Kamra, and he didn't say that he was being Makdish the value of the slave to donate that amount, so this too was not his intent. Rather, Dilahavi Am Kadushka Amr, he was saying he should become one of the holy nation, the Jews. Daf Lamates. So the Simmer Daf Lamates is a letter, and we often use a mailman. So here goes. The master was Makdish his mailman slave. Mailman? That must be run Daf Lamates. Letter. Mailman. The master was Makdish his mailman slave with long hair, ready to be cut, which reminds us, it was taught in Braisa, Makdish Avdo ain't molingbo. If one is Makdish his slave, one does not transgress Me'ila through benefiting from the slave. Rav Shem Gamliel says, Moling Besaro, one transgresses Me'ila through benefiting from his hair. The Gemara establishes that everyone agrees. The slave becomes Hekdish, but is not subject to Me'ila because the slave is considered like land, which is excluded from Me'ila. The Machlokas is explained, Besaro Omed Ligazis Kamifuge. They're arguing about hair which is ready to be cut. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds Kagazu's Dami. It's considered as if it's already cut and no longer considered land and thus subject to Me'ila. And the Tanakama holds it's not considered cut. So the master was Makdish's mailman slave with long hair, ready to be cut, had him deliver a message to the recently deceased Ger's slave that he's free and doesn't need a get since he's considered like the Ger's wife, which reminds Gemara relates the Shita that Avda the Ger ki Ishto, a convert slave, is like his wife based on a Gezer Shava. My Ishto Mishtalechas below get, just as his wife is released without a get when he dies, of Avad the Mishtalchim below get, so too his slaves are released without a get shichur when he dies. This is not the case with the slaves of an ordinary Jew who are inherited by his heirs. The Gemara notes, however, that if a Jew is mafkir a slave and then dies, the slave would go free without a get shichur since he's not inherited. So the master was Makdish his mailman slave with long hair, ready to be cut, had him deliver a message to the recently deceased Ger's slave that he's free and doesn't need a get, since he's considered like the Ger's wife, and then to bring a get shichur to the Shipcha Charufa because paying money alone does not complete her freedom, which reminds us that only a get shichur and not paying money completes the freedom of a shivka charufa. Daf Mem, so the Simmer Daf Mem is a pool. So here goes. The tranquil scene of the freed slave getting married to a free woman in front of his master by the pretty green pool. Pool? That must be more on Daf Mem. Mayim. The tranquil scene of the freed slave getting married to a free woman in front of his master by the pretty green pool, which reminds us, Rebbe said, Evish and Nasa's bas horing bifnei rabo, a slave who marries a free woman in the presence of his master, Yatzel Acheres. He goes free because his master would not have allowed this if he had not previously freed him. So the tranquil scene of the freed slave getting married to a free woman in front of his master by the pretty green pool, attended by a sad slave whose master had made him hefker and therefore could not get married, which reminds us, a Maimar said, a mafkir abdo, one who is mafkir a slave, oso evit enu otakana. That slave has no remedy to marry. He explains that once the master monetarily disowned him, only regarding prohibition to marry Jews, is he in the master's domain, and he cannot free this dominion in a slave he does not monetarily own. Another version of a Maimar is quoted. So the tranquil scene of the freed slave getting married to a free woman in front of his master by the pretty green pool, attended by a sad slave whose master had made him hefker and therefore could not get married, was disturbed when a master in the crowd whispered to his friend, I made Pony my slave into a free man. And the slave sitting next to him responded vehemently, he did not make me free. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, Omer Asisi Pony Avdi Ben Chorin, one who says, I made Pony my slave into a free man. Bahu Omer Lo Asa Ani, and the slave says, he did not make me free. We presume that he transferred the get shichur to the slave through another person who acquired it on the slave's behalf who wasn't aware of it. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which did they learn that only a get shichur and not paying money completes the freedom of a shivcha charufa? That's on daf. Omates. Good. Number 2. Which of the one that a Maimar said, one who is mafkir a slave, oso evet enu otakana, that slave has no remedy to marry. That's on daf. Mem. Good. Number 3. Which daf brings 2 different sources for the concept of hefker, based in hefker. That's on daf. Lamed vav. Good. Number 4. Which of the one a person freeing half his slave via money or a get shichur is questionable. If it works, that's on daf. Memov. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we discuss a case of a slave who was in a potiki for a loan and was subsequently freed? That's on daf. Memov. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we have machlokes of an almana can vow to collect her ksuba after she remarries? That's on daf. Lamed hey. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we discuss a case where the master told someone he freed a slave and the slave said he was not free? That's on daf. Mem. Good. Number 8. Which of the one that one must free is Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Chorin because he cannot marry anyone in that state. That's on daf. Mem. Of. Good. Number 9. Which of the one a convert slave is like his wife, just as a wife is released without a get when he dies, so too his slaves are released without a get shichur when he dies. That's on daf. Amates. Good. Number 10. Which of the one is when one is Makdish's slave if the slave goes free. That's on daf. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.